This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israelis in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Tuesday marked 1 month since the devastating attacks by Hamas militants, honoring victims and hostages by holding demonstrations and candlelight vigils. Hundreds of people gathered outside Israel's parliament, the Knesset, in Jerusalem on Tuesday evening. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Militants stormed through Israeli communities near the Gaza Strip on October 7th, killing 1,400 people, taking more than 200 hostage, and sparking Israeli military action, which has cost 10,000 lives in the enclave, according to Palestinian authorities. Gaza City residents escaping on Tuesday said they passed Israeli tanks in position to storm the city after Israel gave civilians still trapped inside a four-hour window to leave. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Volker Turk, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner, said on Tuesday that he is extremely worried about the situation in Gaza.
And it is really important that a solution is found to end the violence and to get out of this horrible, horrible humanitarian and human rights situation for what's happening in Gaza.
Both Israel and Hamas have rebuffed calls for a halt in fighting. Israel says hostages should be freed first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is attacked.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Families of Israelis taken hostage by Hamas went to Capitol Hill in Washington Tuesday pleading for U.S. support. New Speaker Mike Johnson helmed Tuesday's press conference put on by the House Republican Party majority on the one-month anniversary of Hamas militants' attack. This is VOA News. Portugal's Prime Minister António Costa stepped down on Tuesday after the prosecutor's office announced it was investigating alleged corruption in multi-billion dollar lithium, green hydrogen, and data center deals. Prosecutors said in a statement that five people had been detained as part of the investigation, including Costa's chief of staff and a business consultant. The prosecutor's investigation is targeting two lithium exploration concessions in northern Portugal and a green hydrogen plant and a large-scale data center in Sines. NATO allies condemned a decision by Russia on Tuesday to withdraw from the Treaty on Conventional Armed Forces in Europe, a key post-Cold War agreement, and said they would suspend its operation in response. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Russia formally withdrew the security treaty, which limited key categories of conventional armed forces, blaming the United States for undermining post-Cold War security with the enlargement of the NATO military alliance. The organization said that the Russian move was its latest action that systematically undermined Euro-Atlantic security. The United States said it would suspend treaty obligations effective December 7th, while Russia suspended participation in the treaty in 2007 and halted active participation in 2015. Steve Miller, VOA News.
U.S. Special Counsel David Weiss, who is leading the probe into President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden, told the Republican Party majority-led House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday he faced no political interference in a nearly seven-hour interview, contradicting earlier whistleblower testimony. Weiss has charged 53-year-old Hunter Biden with crimes related to owning a firearm while using illegal drugs. A portrait of William Shakespeare was sent to the edge of space as part of a short film series marking 400 years since the first volume of the playwright's works was published. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Filmmaker Jack Jewers sent the image, as well as a speech from A Midsummer Night's Dream, up in a weather balloon for a film series paying tribute to the anniversary.
The themes that he is exploring in his drama are every bit as kind of gripping and relevant to our everyday lives as something we watch on TV today.
That first volume of plays is known as Shakespeare's First Folio. It's considered one of the most important books in English literature. Without it, plays, including Macbeth, might have been lost. Shakespeare's friends compiled the folio 7 years after his death, publishing it on November 8, 1623.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.